This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that you can't break these things with a ball-peen hammer. They come in so many different configurations, the modularity is off the chain. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Okay. September 8, 2015, the Americans for Tax Reform, published documentation of Hillary Clinton's 1993 endorsement for a new national 25% retail sales tax on guns. I am all for that, she said of the tax as she testified before the Senate Finance Committee. As the story picked up steam in conservative media outlets, the Clinton campaign team began to worry. On October 4, 2015, Clinton advisor Mandy Grunwald emailed the team saying, I also saw something about her supporting a 25% tax on gun sales back in 1993. I didn't see a Q&A on either of those in the briefing. Later that day, campaign communications director Jennifer Palmieri replied, being added today. It's unclear if the campaign team ever came up with talking points in an attempt to justify Clinton's gun tax endorsement. The email thread either ended at that point or any response has yet to be released by WikiLeaks. If Clinton becomes president, expect to see Julian Assange droned. Expect that. In the primary election, Clinton aggressively positioned herself to the left of Sanders on guns and attacked Sanders relentlessly for his 1990s gun votes. But her endorsement of the gun tax was reported at the time by Associated Press, The Washington Post, NBC Nightly News, and several other outlets. As reported by the AP on October 4th, 1993, Senator Bill Bradley, Democrat, New Jersey, picked up Mrs. Clinton's support for his idea of slapping stiff taxes on purveyors of violence, a 25% sales tax on guns, and $2,500 license fees for gun dealers. First Lady said, speaking personally, I'm all for that. But she stressed she was just speaking for herself. Well, let me say that there's no more important personal endorsement in this country today, and I thank you very much that it pleases Punch Bradley. And the Washington Post on October 1st, 1993. I'm all for it. September 30th, 1993, NBC Nightly News reported the incident as follows. Others urge a hefty sales tax on guns and much higher fees for gun dealers. Today they got a powerful ally. Ms. Hillary Clinton. Well, shouldn't she be Mrs.? Yeah, anyway. I'm all for that. I just don't get what else we're going to do to try to figure out how to get some handle on this violence. Taxing isn't going to do it, you dimwit. The Bill Clinton White House made it clear that Hillary's 25% gun tax endorsement was hers and hers alone, as shown by the October 1st, 1993 White House press briefing transcript. Question, do you know if the president supports the First Lady's endorsement of an idea yesterday by Senator Bradley that there be a 25% tax on the sale of guns in America. White House Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers, well, as you know, she was expressing her opinion. When did they start bringing the First Lady in to testify about something like that? When did that start happening? On April 14th of this year, ATR released previously unseen video footage from a non-C-SPAN camera showing Hillary's visceral facial expression during the moment she endorsed a gun tax and as gun owners and dealers were described as purveyors of violence. On June 5th, during an interview on ABC's This Week, hosted by George Stephanopoulos, she had the video footage played to her and was given the opportunity to renounce her gun tax endorsement. She refused to do that. In fact, Clinton has never renounced the tax, and her aggressive anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment statements do nothing to indicate she's changed her mind. On September 20th, 2016, ATR noted yet another Clinton gun tax endorsement from 1993, a doubling of the existing federal excise tax on guns. In a closed-door meeting, she told the anti-gun rep Mel Reynolds that his bill to double the tax was a great idea. I think Mel Reynolds later went to prison. Clinton's deeply held belief in higher taxes on the American people is documented on the ATR dedicated website, www.hightaxhillary.com. Oh, gosh. Hillary, since I have been observing her, has always seemed, you know, after Clinton left, I think it was about a year, and then Chris Dodd put it together where she would become a senator of New York. And she became a senator of New York. And she was a senator of New York for, what, two terms, I think, 12 years? So then it's time to be president, and so it's her time to run for president. She's the smartest woman in the, and then she gets beat by Obama. Now, this was the moment where the Democrats rose up against the establishment. And notice, they continue to back him to this day. Because the Democrats, not all the Democrats are in love with the Clinton family, because they're sort of, you know, sort of heavy-handed in their dealings. And she got beaten, and she became Secretary of State. And then she's been just lingering since then for this election. And in the meantime, she's coming, folks. If she becomes president, she's going to do everything she can. And for those of you that don't want to own guns, if you're just listening to me right now and you think these are the ravings of a maniacal gun-owning, gun-toting redneck, let me explain something to you. As guns go, so goes the rest of the country. There may be a lot of things that don't touch you, but eventually, give it time, they will. Because liberalism is all-consuming. It's like a disease. May not be there now, but it's coming. And as gun ownership goes, so goes the rest of the country. While you're sitting there and thinking, well, I don't have to, I'm not going to pay attention to any of this. Soon, if she has her way, I mean, she wants to import 600 million people into this country. She wants this to be a hemispheric union. I mean, you know, not forget about the European Union. She's way beyond that. There will be no America. She wants open borders. You know, it's not going to be the United States anymore. It'll just be a region. And then it won't matter what you think or what you try to ignore, because it'll be all over you. It'll be to your left, your right, in front of you, behind you. Your identity will begin to blur. That's what she's got in store for you. And this is not me trying to fearmonger. This is me just laying out a list of stuff I know is going to happen. Sit back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
That and the fact that you can connect these things up about just about, I can't think of any way you can't connect them up. I really honestly cannot. They've been designed to work with so many different things out there, it's pathetic. And if there's not a way to if it's not organic, they have the adapters to make it work too. Molly adapters, Molly wheels, Molly claws, all kinds of stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. On the heels of Hillary Clinton calling us all a basket of deplorables and followed by her personal election team members trash-talking Christianity as a bastardization of the faith, now we are treated to some newly released audio. Has her calling Americans that write their own elected representatives as pernicious, corrupting influences. So if you have the nerve to write or call or question your elected representatives, Clinton says you are a pernicious, corrupting influence and wants her big dollar contributors to do whatever they can to take you down. Moments before that, she doubled down by calling open permit holders, correctly known license carry holders, some of the most law-abiding individuals in the United States, despicable. And that if elected president, she'll be coming for us too. No one that I'm, if you're hearing this, you should not be surprised when we find leaked emails from her election staff that demands compliant citizenry for her master plan. An email released in the recent WikiLeaks dump laid out Democrat presidential nominee Clinton's real plan for the future, and it didn't include justice, equality, or fairness. Instead, her plan for the future revolved around maintaining political power while working to create an unaware and compliant citizenry. That email came from Bill Ivey, who was appointed chairman of the National Endowment of the Arts during President Bill Clinton's second term. It was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, on March 13, 2016. In the email, Ivey considered how Clinton could fight against Trump's appeal and suggested that simply falling back on previous policies wouldn't work. And as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, he said. These leaks very clearly demonstrate what Clinton actually thinks of American citizens. So you get to decide between the crude talk, which I guarantee you every president, okay, since the age of the telephone, and probably in their own vernacular back during the day, every president has spoken the way Trump does, okay? They just didn't have a hot mic around them. They all speak it. They all do. So stay despicable and pernicious and corrupting with your influence. Remain aware. And whatever you do, don't comply. This is a very, you know, here's the thing I'm going to tell you about politics. Politics is not for the faint of heart. Okay? And I'll have to, this is going to carry over to the next segment. But if you're going to get into politics, if you're going to be a player in politics, then get ready because it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. Your family's going to be fair game. Your wife, your children, all that stuff. It's all going to be fair game. There are no more rules on this. And for us as voters, for us as constituents, looking at it, you know, we might sit there and say, hey, you know, this really is uncivil. I mean, look at all this uncivility and all this other stuff. All of this stuff that's going on, all this minutia and and accusation, and in the case of Clinton, all the stuff is being proven and all the stuff that we know. None of that relieves any of us of our duty to do what we believe to be right. See, you don't have to agree with me. You may think Hillary Clinton is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You don't have to agree with me. You simply have to go vote. That's what you got to do. You have to go do what you believe is right. Now, if you believe Hillary is the greatest thing since sliced bread, there's a very good chance me and you will be butting heads, and we're not going to agree. During the primaries, there were 17 GOP candidates. And every one of us chose somebody that we believe would be the best for America. Now, those choices may or may not have included Donald Trump, but now we have all this been narrowed down to Trump and Clinton. And one of them is going to be the next president. What does this mean for you? Some people on the right, faced with this binary choice, have concluded they can't in good conscience vote for Trump, no matter how bad Clinton is. They may acknowledge that Clinton is terrible, but believe that Trump could do more damage to conservatism and thus the nation in the long run, even more than a Clinton presidency is at this particularly precarious moment in our nation's history. That's the coward's way out. I don't care what he does, conservatism, because I don't see conservatism doing anything. I see them being too genteel. I see them being too polite. This is a fight. You're going to get your knuckles bloody. You're going to get your shirt. Your suits are going to get torn. And you're going to get it. You need to get in the fight because the country is depending on you to do it. And those that are going to say, well, I can't vote for anyone because of my conscience and my principles. You guys are non-combatants. As much as I despise the idea of a revolution or a civil war here in these United States, the idea that some politicians would get out there and say something like that sort of makes me wish for just a moment that I might be able to cultivate that part of it and go after them. Because we gave you the method by which to do it to where we don't have to do those things. That's what we want. We don't want to have civil wars and revolutions. We want to sit back and tailgate and be mad at Colin Kaepernick. We want to sit back and scratch our heads and say, why are the Kardashians famous again? And you guys are supposed to be taking care of business, but you're not taking care of business. And when we get back, I'm going to continue to outline how you're not taking care of business and how you're shirking your duty, because we have a duty to do what we think we got to do. And there is no middle ground, and there's no, well, I'm just not going to participate. We'll be right back.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And the fact that you can just about mount them anywhere.
Anywhere.
Check them out. Now, do not kid yourself. Do not kid yourself. I have weighed the idea of a, and I've run a bunch of possible scenarios in my head about Trump. And all of these things, Trump, Clinton, all of these. Remember this. The House of Representatives controls the purse. Okay? So, there's no way. I've tried. There's no way that I can convince myself that a Trump presidency is going to be worse for the nation than a Clinton presidency. I didn't change my mind, despite the charges coming out against Trump. I didn't care. It's interesting that all of this stuff is happening in the last 6 weeks, isn't it? Isn't it interesting all of this stuff is coming up now? I'm used to seeing the Republicans beat each other up during the primaries, and I'm used to seeing it be vicious 2008, 2012, 2016. It's gotten so bad that they've started putting Twitter in the news, and we've gotten to see the back and forth firsthand. And this year's primary was the worst. But that's not the only way this year is different. In the previous two cycles, there was some residual discontentment, but most eventually united around the GOP nominee. Notwithstanding lingering rumors that millions of evangelicals sat out the 2012 election. The fighting among the never-Trumpers, the Trumpers, and the never-Hillaries is approaching a fever pitch with mutual accusations of abject immorality. Which, once I really don't understand that. But I'll tell you why in just a minute. As we get closer, we see the horrors of a Clinton presidency in increasingly clearer relief. Now, this might lead to a bit of rationalization. And, you know, there's a lot of things about Trump to not like. I fully recognize that and understand it. But voting for Trump is not voting for what he's done. It's voting for what he says he wants to do. What he has done is over with. He has no voting record. He has no political record. Everything that we're talking about now is in the rearview mirror. It's gone and done. Can't be undone. We're never really going to know if it actually happened. It's just being thrown out there now to cloud things up. Having reservations about him or his policies is probably a very healthy thing to do. My decision to vote for him is in a contradiction of my position during the Clinton impeachment. The character matters or the private conduct is relevant in the election of public officials. That was during a time when we had a luxury to where we could actually sort of, you know, take that in. We don't live in that world anymore. We don't live in that. That world is gone, too. That's also in the rearview mirror. My Christian values, well, you know, I'm not betraying them because, you know, to vote for a candidate who in almost any scenario that can be imagined, they're going to be better for America than Clinton. People suggesting that Christians voting for Trump have sold their souls or ignoring the moral implications of not voting for Trump and thereby enabling Clinton's destruction of our nation. If you truly believe it was founded under God. Now, not doing something is something my conscience would not tolerate. And I, you know, those that aren't going to do anything, I will make an exception and I will judge you for those actions. Voting for Trump in a vacuum is one thing, but we're not in a vacuum. We're voting for Trump in an arena where Clinton is the other choice. She's more like a vulture lying in wait to end the republic as we know it. This isn't hyperbole or alarmism, because we know that she wants this hemispheric union. I genuinely fear that Clinton will finish in ways that, I mean, let's face it. I mean, Bill Clinton's got a lot of clout. He's had a lot of influence over time. He's been around on the national, international scene longer than Obama. There's going to be a lot of people that would be willing to play with them. Some might say, look at what you're condoning if you vote for Trump. And I'm, you know what, I'm not condoning anything. But if you want to use that particular metric, look at what you're condoning if you don't try to do everything you can to prevent another Obama-Clinton term. Stop looking at me and start looking at yourself. Feel free to look at me, but you better turn your gaze. Evangelicals withdrawing their support for Trump need to consider what they're abetting by not doing everything in their power to prevent Clinton's election. We cannot pretend we have other choices. We cannot wash our hands of responsibility by sitting this out. Nor does acknowledging that God is in control absolve us as Christians from doing our part. If you want to know what we'd be in for with Clinton, consider what she's done and how she's wholly escaped accountability for every bit of it. In every respect, she's worse than the worst allegations against Trump, including the treatment of women. Look at what happens when Democrats are in control. The Justice Department and the IRS have been politicized and weaponized. If recent reports about the outrage of FBI agents under Comey's refusal to indict Clinton are even 25% true, it is incredible. Clinton won't even get a wrist slap. Consider also the Clinton Foundation corruption as well as the WikiLeaks bombshells and the media collusion in ignoring them. You're afraid of Trump? Do that if you feel like it. But in electing Clinton, we would be ratifying her egregious misconduct, her self-serving corruption, and Obama's agenda on steroids. It would be giving her a mandate from hell. It's not just about the Supreme Court appointments, though more liberal activists would enable an unprecedented assault on our liberties and the Constitution. A Clinton presidency would result in more babies destroyed in the womb, more encroachments on the Second Amendment, further degradation of the military, open borders, and all that entails. The continued disaster of Obamacare, and possibly worse with single payer, which was always Clinton's dream. Higher taxes and dramatically increased regulations, ongoing economic malaise, more government dependency, continuing escalation of racial tensions, a further breakdown in law and order, and more violence in the streets, and an ongoing war on cops, the acceleration of our dangerous national debt, and the insolvency of our entitlement programs, an escalation of the war on business, more demonization of the so-called wealthy, further deterioration of our vital relationship with Israel, more domestic and foreign terrorism, further proliferation of the Islamic State group, the sucking of more revenue and human resources into environmental and globalist projects, a possible IRS vendetta against Clinton's Republican and conservative opponents, nightmares from Iran, more hostility from the energy industry, making us less energy dependent. We've already seen the one-sidedness that allows Clinton to escape scrutiny. And she's not even in power. Imagine if she were. Would they succeed in suppressing the dissent of political opponents, including through the so-called fairness doctrine? If she wins, in all likelihood, she would consummate Obama's crusade to transform America into something the framers and we would never tolerate. So I'm not going to be shamed on moral grounds for fighting to prevent this calamity to my very last breath. Sit it out at your own peril. We'll be right back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, I never talk about the other stuff like the Contact Series, which is some of the best tactical nylon you've ever seen in your life. Go check out tacticalholsters.com. They are so much more than just holsters. Go check them out. Right now, we're going to talk about something I call the MMSM. The Malfeasant Mainstream Media. Right now, stick one of your favorite hands in front of you and start counting on one hand how many mainstream reporters you know of that you respect. Let me know if you don't run out of fingers, if you actually have to go to the other hand. We need to have a chat. Most of them are what Glenn Instapundit Reynolds memorably has labeled Democrats with bylines, and that is, I mean, that's literally true. 90% of them are, in fact, Democrats, and they act like it. So when Trump refuses to play nice with them, or you hear about another round of layoffs, the best you can sum it up is if you're in a generous mood is sort of a half-hearted meh. The MMSM, of course, wants to have it both ways. They want to be hailed as an institution composed of crusading truth-tellers. With integrity and willingness to speak truth to power to make them the cornerstone of a free society. Except that most of them are actually partisan hacks who would lie endlessly for the liberal politicians they suck up to like leeches. Their relationship with Democratic politicians is less speaking truth to power than sexting their masters. When it comes to covering for their progressive pals, it's 50 shades of newsprint. And the MMSM eagerly chomps down on that bit. They don't even bother hiding their agenda nowadays.
Apparently, they've noticed that no one believed their protestations of objectivity anyway, and they decided it wasn't worth the effort to fake it anymore. Now, Trump, if you leave Trump alone, and I mean, I actually find this sort of charming, but he'll say plenty of dumb stuff. But still, the mainstream media, the malfeasant mainstream media, feels it needs to misreport and misrepresent him. And when he quite correctly suggested that there was something weird about Obama's inability to place the blame for radical Muslim terrorism on radical Muslim terrorists, this became, Trump says Obama supports terrorists. When he pointed out that some troops in the Middle East were corrupt, this became, Trump calls all American soldiers thieves. If he says he inhales oxygen, the headline will be, Trump admits he's just like Hitler. But with Hillary or Obama, it's the reverse. At best, they report on facts that manifestly demonstrate her guilt of multiple felonies and misdemeanors, yet make sure to undercut their own reporting by asserting she can't possibly be indicted. The media can't shut up about Trump University, but the $16 million that the Bill and Hillary Graftatron 2016 nab from Laureate U? No, they don't even talk about that at all. All the news that isn't fit to print, they are absolutely shameless. Maybe, you know, when some gay Democrat radical Muslim slaughters the LGBT club goers, and then Anderson and Cooper attacks the Republican Florida Attorney General for not being sufficiently open to same-sex marriage, it's pretty clear whose team that the Clinton News Network is on. And this is the same Clinton News Network that cuts off mics if you point out that Hillary's active enabling of Bill Clinton's sexual abuses instead of being outraged by Trump using the word schlonged. There's some good people at Clinton News Network, and the staff is always nice to the guests, but it's in the tank like Dukakis. Okay? I'm sure that there's lots of nice people there. But we're supposed to bewail the travails of these people. We're supposed to get all fussy when Trump stands up to them and pulls their credentials. Note, that's pull their credentials, not bar them from his rallies. If these journo losers want to cover Trump, they'll have to wait in line with those unwashed, dirty people known as Americans. That has to be the greatest atrocity in all of human history. Trump denying his active opponents a backstage pass to facilitate their lying about him. Really, what really grates me about these MMSM ardent defenders of the First Amendment is their ardent hypocrisy when it comes to the First Amendment. They complain about Trump's new no cutesies policy, and they bemoan the fact that Trump thinks it should be easier to sue journal liars who lie about him because the MSM feels the First Amendment should allow them to lie about him with impunity, and on that they're right, but they're still terrible. Apparently, those kind of things set us firmly on the road to fascism. But what doesn't the MMSM think sets us on the road to fascism? Liberal attorneys general persecuting and prosecuting people for denying the leftist lie about global warming. The IRS targeting Obama's political enemies for advocating against liberal policy. The abusive sham government investigation of people speaking out for Governor Scott Walker. These actual campaigns of very real government suppression of dissenting speech are apparently cool. And the MMSM, because the targets are on the MMSM's enemies list. And how about them cheerleading for the repeal of Citizens United? At the end of the day, Citizens United allowed the government to put people in jail for criticizing politicians. The case involved the government's ban on a movie talking smack about Hillary Clinton. Of course, the ban on free speech that Citizens United found unconstitutional because it was a ban on free speech excludes one key group. And you want to guess who? Media companies. Yeah, the media thinks that the government being able to jail other people for speaking out is terrific as long as the constitutional catastrophe doesn't apply to them. So they're happy to defend not only their free speech into the last drop of other people's blood, you know, they think it would be perfectly fine with the government having the ability to cart off, say, members of Combat Veterans for Liberty. They dared belittle her thighness. What do you expect from these guys when they join this group instead? You know, instead of the colorful, ink-stained wretches of the past, these guys are social justice twerps whose daddies can shell out north of $59,000 to get a degree in what old-school reporters learned on the job. Though old-school reporters didn't have the dubious benefit of leftist indoctrination and diversity seminars. That's the problem. They're all college-educated now. So, right now, public regard for journalism hovers somewhere between raw sewage and herpes. And yet, they still assume that they're better than everyone else. They would be better able to weather the storm if everyone didn't hate them and want to lock them out of the tornado cellar if something happens, I guess. They have nothing but contempt for us, and now it's getting back in kind. Trump's being mean to you? Tough. Your newspaper's going under? Grab hold this anchor. I'm not worried about the journalists that might actually be out there doing something, unbiased, because they're going to survive. They'll still be standing. There will always be a market for quality. Quality is always going to out itself. It's going to come out on top. It's going to float to the top. The hacks and the flunkies, well, they need to drown. And when all of this misfortune befalls them, when all of this misfortune catches up to them, when their business model goes under, when their income's gone, when they have to actually get out there and deal with those of us that they find so low beneath them, that's not even going to earn a meh from me. I'm going to be grinning really hard. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.